defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. Angry Mark is right now in the box. And I'm not going to let him out. I'm not going to let Angry Mark out. I know a lot of you love Angry Mark when Angry Mark comes out of the box. But I'm going to try to keep Angry Mark penned up today. Because I was reading the Steve Kerr and the LeBron James comments from these two. And I'm just going to come right out and tell you, these two idiots. LeBron James thinks he's some kind of leader. Let me put LeBron James down in his place. LeBron James, you're not a leader. You're an uneducated individual who can play basketball. Nobody, you're not a leader, sir. With all due respect, King James, you're not a king and you're not a leader. You're a great athlete. You're a multimillionaire athlete who could only have done what you've done in this country. Steve Kerr, gun control zealot. Dare I say, an individual who literally can't stand this country, always got to find a reason to knock it. Somebody's a racist. Somebody's being oppressed. Social justice warrior this, social justice warrior that. Meanwhile, people in Hong Kong are being oppressed. President Xi from China has said he's going to bury them. He's going to break their bones and turn them to dust or something to that nature. And LeBron James has the guts to come out and say he had a bad week last week because a fellow NBA owner or head coach tweeted his support for Hong Kong, people who are fighting for freedom. Steve Kerr and LeBron James don't know the first thing about what those people are going through, but they'll take every opportunity they can to rag this president and tear this country down every opportunity they get, and in the process divide the nation. Unfortunately, too many of us look up to these idiots, and that's what they are. They are not to be looked up to. They're to be watched and enjoyed as entertainment. They're amazing athletes. LeBron James is nothing short of an incredible athlete. Dare I say, I wish he'd just shut his trap and play basketball. They're not the leaders that they think they are. Steve Kerr, coach basketball, do a great job at it. You got a great team. Leave the rest of us the hell alone. Now, I pivot to, and I got to keep Mark in the box here. That was even more than I wanted to go with that. I'm sorry. But let's take a look now at what happened on that phony debate stage yesterday. My gosh. You've got individuals. I never in my life did I think I would live long enough to see fellow Americans hate me as an American and hate my rights, my constitutional freedoms, to the point that Kamala Harris wants to shut down the president's Twitter feed because she doesn't like what he says. They all would love to see this program shut down because they don't like what we talk about in their attempt to come after our Second Amendment rights. And you've got every single one of them on that stage attacking my Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, and my 14th Amendment rights. These are people running for president that are attacking their fellow Americans' constitutional freedoms. So when you see LeBron James and Steve Kerr and you witness what they've done, refusing, they literally took a knee. They Kaepernicked themselves to communist China because of the almighty dollar from China. Because they don't have the cojones to stand up for freedom when they can sit and rag this country all day long. And the politicians on that side of the aisle agree with them. It is astonishing and it is scary and it is frightening. And we are at a point in America where I don't know we can come back from. I just don't know. I don't know how this is going to shape up. But this can't continue. One side is going to have to win. One side's going to have to win this battle, and it is. You should all be very concerned about this. Let me move on. I'm sorry that angry Mark. I know I could have brought him out, but I'm suppressing him. There's a little known lawsuit. I bet you didn't hear about this. I've never spoken about this suit to you. I've known it's out there. Hasn't been a big deal, but a decision came out on this Primus Group. You ever heard of the Primus Group? Do you know who they are? I don't either. It's an entertainment group. I don't know what that means. What's an entertainment group? 15 stand-up comics that have a company? That's an entertainment group? I don't know what they are. Do they represent entertainers? I don't know anything about them. I'm not going to waste my time looking them up. You can do that if you want. It's Primus Group. The Southern District of Ohio, the Eastern Division Court, dismissed with prejudice. You know what that means? Dismissed with prejudice? means tossed out their case, and they are not allowed to bring it back using the same grounds. They're done. The judge said, are you kidding me? This is ludicrous. Get rid of it. With prejudice, meaning you're not allowed to refile this case under the same on the same grounds. Can't do it. I'm chucking you. Your case is that bad. It was the Primus Group who sued rifle manufacturers Smith & Wesson, Remington Arms, Sig Sauer, Ruger, Colt, and Armalite. They were sued. Why? They were sued, get this, for racketeering and intentional misrepresentation. They claimed, this Primus Group, that they brought, now this is never miss an opportunity, these clowns over here, this clown posse, these dangerous socialists, bordering on communists now at this stage. They never miss an opportunity. But they brought the suit, and I quote, on behalf of all citizens, including you, that I guess that includes me too. Oh, thanks, Primus Group. All citizens, persons, and inhabitants of the United States of America who seek a declaration of the existence of a clear and present danger because of the persistent killing and wounding of countless persons. And they brought that suit on behalf of all of us. Oh, thank you so much, Primus Group. Well, they failed to make a specific claim, of course. In fact, the court said one that is not, quote, conjectural or even hypothetical, and had no standing to bring the lawsuit. Regarding the entertainment group's attempt to speak for all Americans, here's what the court said, that the judicial system, and I quote, should not be transformed into a vehicle for the vindication of the value of interests of concerned bystanders. And it went on to talk about, you know, the appropriate domain for creating firearms policies is the legislature, not the courts. So a brilliant response from the courts, from the Southern District of Ohio's Eastern Division, and they squashed this case. But this, the fact that this case was even brought, Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, no doubt would come into play here, okay? Certainly, you know, they will, this is the spaghetti aspect, right? Throw something against the wall, see if it sticks, see if it hangs, whatever. If it doesn't, throw something else against the wall. One thing after another. That somehow Smith & Wesson, Remington, Sig, Ruger, Colt, and Armalite are responsible for the actions of Nicholas Cruz, forgetting the fact that over 16 million Americans own AR-15s. There are more Americans, let me put this in perspective for you, there are more Americans that own AR-15s than F-150 pickup trucks. I bet you never put it in that perspective, did you? I never did for you, so there you have it. I forget where I saw that. I think that came from A.W.R. Hawkins, who I spoke to today, who convinced me to buy a new gun today. Yeah, I'll tell you about it after I make the purchase, but I'm going to pick it up today. Well, it's because I got to. The NSSF was not a party in this case, nor was the National Rifle Association, real surprisingly. They were glad to see it dismissed with prejudice. Here's what Mark Oliva, NSSF Director of Public Affairs, said, quoting, gun controllers want to try to cherry-pick the courts they think are going to be friendly to them. This dismissal makes it clear that the courtroom is not the place to decide public policy for firearms. And they have to go on to make the description of assault weapons, assault rifles. It's been a very difficult day for keeping Armed American Radios. Well, I guess I could say that. It's for keeping Angry Mark in the box. It's been tough. In fact, he's been out a lot today, but I have to keep him in check here today. I could get myself in real trouble. Those debates, those phony debates, has something to do with it. It really does. If you ever watch this stuff, it's crazy. As for the assault weapons, let me go back to what Oliva from NSSF told America's First Freedom. He said that the firearms in question are actually semi-automatic rifles like AR-15s, which fire one bullet for each trigger pull, like all firearms made for common civilian use. The National Shooting Sports found, oh, here it is. This is where I got it. It didn't come from AWR. Came from this piece here. The National Shooting Sports Foundation, NSSF, estimates about 16 million of these rifles are in American households. Quoting him, Americans own more AR-15s than Ford F-150s. So you got to wonder, would a group like Primus sue Ford, General Motors, and the rest of them because they kill, their vehicles are used in crimes, hit and runs, drunk driving, intentional murders across the country, far more than firearms? Would the Primus Group think of suing them? No, of course not. It's only firearms, and it proves the point that we make here every single day, year after year after year, that these people are not concerned with your rights or your freedoms. In fact, they hate them. And I can pivot right back to Steve Kerr and LeBron James, two individuals who are blessed to be very talented at what they do in a country that they live in that enables them to take their talents to the utmost level and make as much money as these guys do. Okay, you're going to love this. Coming up in the next segment, Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slinger's Whiskey. He'll stay with me for two segments. And then Diane Muller is going to be here for the fourth segment to talk about the rally in D.C., the Second Amendment rally on November 2nd. Oh, it's going to be a great hour. Great guests. Sit down, buckle in. Freedom never takes a break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios begins segment two right now. I've been waiting for this for a long time, and I've got now, I'm going to just come jump right in because time is always of the essence. We've only got about 8 minutes and so for this segment. But here I'm going to tell you, hear me talk about this all the time, Lead Slinger's Whiskey, right? Here's the CEO of Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Brad Primo. Brad, welcome to the show, brother. How are you, man?
Doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know what's fun? I've got to change glasses here because I have computer glasses and regular glasses. I'm going to read right off the Lead Slinger's product. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded in 2013 by seven combat vets. I'll get down to the bottom. Tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment, the LSW team, Lead Slinger's Whiskey team, was focused on bringing a quality bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded individuals. Stay frosty and freedom on. Product of the USA. Brad, that's a no-brainer, man. I love that. That's talk about wearing it on your sleeve, man. You're wearing it on the label. Tell us how this got started.
Well, I mean, like it says, we're all combat veterans, actually all from combat arms, infantry guys, SF, Rangers. So, you know, we have a lot of experience with pulling triggers and shooting guns. It's kind of like why we got into what we got into. So it was just kind of natural that, you know, as we start developing our business, you know, we can call it a target market, or I think of it as our tribe. It's other veterans, first responders, it's like-minded individuals, basically people who love this country and what it's built on. And you know, the main thing this country is built on is our Constitution, and the shrine of the Constitution is our right to keep and bear arms. So it just makes sense to us.
It's a natural. I'll tell you, so I like fun stuff, too. Let's have some fun stuff. Back years ago, like, I'm a huge Outlaw Josie Whale fan, you know, and I love the old Western movies, you know, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yep.
I could watch the Outlaw Josie Whale silent on the screen and utter every single word that every character was saying and really tick off my family because I do it anyway whenever it's on. My favorite movie of all time. But I love the way those guys in those old Western movies pop the cork out of the bottle, you know.
Right.
Bonk,
right.
You know, and then the guy slides it down the and these guys just suck down whiskey like it's nobody's business. And I always thought that was really, really cool. And Lead Slinger's Whiskey just seems, because you've got that statement on the back, it's so bold. Mm-hmm. It's so in your face. It's so, we're not going to back down from freedom. This is the kind of stuff America was born on. I don't think most people know that our founding fathers, all of them, for the most part, had distillers, brewed their own beer. Yeah. I mean, isn't that the truth?
Yeah. George Washington has had a pretty successful rye distillery for quite a while. And I think actually, just fun fact, I think they've actually started that distillery up using his recipe at Mount Vernon.
Wow, no kidding. That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
So I love the whole Lead Slinger's concept, and Lead Slinger's whiskey is all over the country. So if you want to participate, Lead Slinger's listener is stepped up to the plate and supports Armed American Radio and supports this voice, and we support Lead Slinger's whiskey, and we'll do anything we can. Now, I'm going to tip my hat here and say we're going to have some fun in the future because I know we are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, can I say anything? We're on the radio. Am I allowed to say that we're going to be hooking up in May at the Memphis in May?
Yes, we're real excited about that. So we're going to be the official whiskey sponsor of World Barbecue Cooking Championship in Memphis, May 2020.
The listener, if you're not familiar with the Memphis in May, pox on you, we'll fix you. That just means you're broken. But understand that Memphis in May, and Brad, you correct me if I'm wrong. I know I'm right on this. But Memphis in May is the seventh game of the World Series of cook-offs. It is the Daytona 500 of cook-offs. It is the Super Bowl of cook-offs. It is whatever soccer championship, whatever it is, the Memphis in May is it. If you win the Memphis in May in any category, nobody in the world is better than you. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. There's teams from all over the world. I think this last spring I saw teams from Czech Republic, Australia, Poland. I think Romania even had one. Plus, everybody who's anybody in the barbecue cooking world is there with a team cooking.
Yeah,
it's a really amazing experience.
It really is. I mean, anybody who knows barbecue, and as you know, my book, Barbecue, Growing While Armed is out, How to Become Your Neighborhood Barbecue Pit Boss in One Day, the Top 20 Recipes. So I'm really looking forward to working with you guys and having some fun on that, maybe doing some training things, but whatever. That's down the road. But listen to this. Mm-hmm. You're getting a taste of what's coming down the pike. Brad, let's kind of pivot over to, I want to ask you about LeBron James. This is news. LeBron James and Steve Kerr making these completely un-American, I mean, they're constantly social justice warrioring themselves into a corner in America, now afraid when asked about what's going on in China. People who are literally fighting for their lives and their freedom in Hong Kong being threatened by the president of China to be crushed to death, and LeBron James and them cave in and Kaepernick down to one knee to communism. When these are two individuals who have no problem attacking our president, no problem attacking conservatives, no problem attacking our gun rights and our free speech rights every day. In fact, Steve Kerr wears it on a shirt. And these, both of these guys made millions being great at what they do in the only country in the world that could have paid them the amount of money that paid them. What do you think when you see this crap?
Primarily disappointment, but I also see two men that lack a spine. It's really easy to be fantastically wealthy playing a game, being good at it, and it's really easy to forget how regular people live, and especially how people in another country may live and what they put up with. I think, you know, if you don't sympathize with what those people are going through over there, then you've kind of forgotten you've had it too easy here. And I think that's something that, you know, it's easy to fall into. I mean, we have a higher standard of living than just about anywhere else in the world here. This is, you know, I can't think of a better country to be born in and to live in. And it's just really disappointing that we have people with such influential voices not using that platform. You know, whether they support the president or not or whatever, that's all domestic stuff. But I think that every American be supporting anyone else in the world that's trying to win themselves some liberty. And so it's just very disappointing that they're not using their pulpit more effectively, I think, to help those people out. And I think I also point out that, I mean, you know, LeBron James probably has his jerseys and shoes being made by Chinese slave labor in the first place.
Of course, of course.
You know, so, you know, that, I mean, if you want to go, you know, take the deep dive, you know, there's plenty of people in the NBA that in probably all sports, but especially the NBA, that are making a lot of money through off the backs of slave labor in China. So, I mean, they're almost complicit with some of that system if you really want to dig into it. And that's also disappointing. So,
no, I mean, I guess that's coming from somebody who threw lead downrange and who had lead thrown back at you in defense of the values of this country is a very powerful statement. And I want you to understand, put that in perspective when you hear this, okay? It's disappointing to me because I can't understand. I don't know. You riddle me this. I just, as an American citizen, I cannot understand attacking my country. Now, I was no fan of Barack Obama, believe me, despised him, couldn't, but I respect the office of the president. And Barack Obama, for two terms, unfortunately, was my president. I understood that. We've got a movement in this country today that is getting extremely dangerous. And when, you know, we use our gun rights, there are attacks on our gun rights, Brad, more than anything else, that come after our constitutional freedoms is representative of how much they despise this country. We're getting ready to take our first break. So when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Brad Primo, CEO of our great sponsor, Lead Slingers Whiskey. You're hearing it here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues. Let me give you a little bit of house cleaning here. We've got some great sponsors. Of course, we're talking with one now, Brad Primo, the CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey. Man, they wear it right on the label, their support for the Second Amendment. We support them. They support us. That's the equation. That's how this works. And I hope that you do. All of our sponsors, Vault Pro, AmmoLand.com, by the way, /AAR Mark. I'm going to tease this now, but there's a huge giveaway coming up next month. And if you want to get involved, and I mean big, if you want to get involved with it, please head over to AmmoLand.com/AAR, AmmoLand.com/AAR, AmmoLand.com/AAR. And get on that list, and you'll be told all about it when it happens. Plus, you're going to get some of the stuff from the best writers in the country on our right to bear arms, the people that are fighting the fight in the trenches, in the weeds down there, the journalists over there. None are better. AmmoLand.com/AAR. And I can just tease it that way, but I would highly recommend that you head over and do that. The GunBroker.com range bag giveaway is in full force right now. It's valued at close to $600. Emerson Knife is in there. Defender Coffee is in there. My own bag, my book signed is in there. We've got T-shirts in there. Crossbreed Holsters has stepped up and put in a CCW package valued at $150, a super tuck, a mag carrier, and a gun belt, all going in there. And we might have to put the giveaway off for another week because there might be more being added. So it's all good. So make sure. And Vault Pro, you know, you just never know. Make sure to check out Vault Pro USA also. All right, let's go back to before I go back to Brad, I got to tell you that Diana Mueller is going to be here in the fourth segment to talk about the Second Amendment rally. So a fun show today. Brad Primo, welcome back. Founder, CEO. You and how many partners? Six other partners?
Yes, six other partners.
Of Lead Slingers Whiskey, man. We thank you for your support on the program. It's really, really cool. You said if you really want to dive deep, let's dive deep for a few minutes.
Okay.
You've heard the whole Beto O'Rourke thing. You've heard the garbage from the debates. And I'm going to guess you didn't watch the debates yesterday. Why would you, right?
Right. I'd rather spend time with my family.
It's punishment. It really is punishment. To
right.
It's really bad. But you've heard Beto O'Rourke with the, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15. You've heard these blatant. Mm-hmm. When you hear a politician in America, clearly a socialist, threatening to take away your liberties, isn't that a threat?
Highly threatening. You know, I'll add in something that Beto O'Rourke said the other day, and, you know, he was talking about churches possibly not conducting marriage ceremonies between same-sex couples.
Right, right.
And, you know, he starts basically threatening churches, and if they don't do that, he's going to threaten their tax-exempt status and other things. And my first thought was, you know, aside from religious beliefs or anything else, I mean, this guy is an authoritarian. You know, he's talking about taking private property, forcing churches to toe the line of the government. That's getting to like some serious old school Eastern Bloc kind of authoritarianism. And it's pretty frightening this guy even has a stage in this country and people who support him.
You know, let me go a step further. The other four, the whole clown posse over on the left, that's what I refer to them as. This is these are socialists. These are no longer Democrats. This is not the Democrat Party of John Kennedy or Zell Miller.
Right.
This is a socialist party. They are out of the bag. It's that simple. They own it now. They're never going to be able to walk it back. They can't go, quote unquote, to the middle. They're out with these socialist near communist policies. So you've got the rest of them also supporting Beto's comments. Take a listen to the quote of the day. A couple days ago, Shannon Watts from Every Town for Gun Safety, come and take it is also a death threat. Given our gun violence crisis, law enforcement must stop giving pundits and politicians who say these things a pass. Now, my take on this, and you tell me what you feel. Come and take it is a response to a threat to my liberty. The threat is being made by those in positions of power or who want positions of power to take my liberty and freedom away from me, and come and take it is a resistance to that threat. Am I right?
I believe it. You're 100%. I mean, it sounds to me that, I mean, her quote's the threat. I mean, that's, she's wanting to restrict free speech is what she's saying. You know, saying that law enforcement giving people a pass for saying, come and take it. I mean, what is that advocating other than there should be some sort of government reaction towards people expressing their thoughts? Like I said earlier, this is all these people are authoritarians. This is, you know, socialist, communist authoritarians. And it's, you know, I don't know if the followers don't recognize it or more frighteningly, they don't care. That's definitely a threat.
I think
very, very discouraging.
It is discouraging. It's very frightening is what it is. I think I used this example yesterday on my program when I was talking about Ocasio Cortez. You've got to put in perspective, and I was I'm talking directly to you right now, if you remember what I said yesterday. You've got to be able to put in perspective why Ocasio Cortez says the dopey things that she says. Now, she's 29 years old. Brad, let's put this in perspective. She made these comments that you may or may not have seen. It doesn't matter, but she made comments about, you know, global warming or, you know, the climate crisis and how she's fearful now about even having kids because she knows what their future holds. Apparently, she's got this crystal ball that none of us have. But understand, it's hard to blame her for that when she's grown up in a leftist environment and she's not old enough like I am to remember when I was her age, it was the coming ice age, okay? Mm-hmm. Or back in the, you know, at least in the 70s, I wasn't near her age, but I was a young kid. But it was the ice age that was coming. She's been fed this line of crap ever since she's been born. She doesn't know any different.
Right.
There are also people in Great Britain who have been born not knowing the right to bear arms because they never had it. They've been born after those rights were taken from them. They don't know any different. So it's up to us, isn't it? What do we have to re-educate people about our constitutional liberties that Shannon Watts can even stand up and say something so stupid that this woman doesn't understand why we have the Bill of Rights to begin with? Clearly she doesn't understand the Constitution.
Yeah, I mean, you touch on it. I mean, I think there is, especially when it comes to firearms. I mean, You know, I think the best thing we can do is gun owners and firearms enthusiasts and sportsmen and people who want to take responsibility for their own defense is find somebody, a friend that doesn't shoot guns, that doesn't know much about them, take them to the range. You know, to me, I mean, going to the range is some of the most fun you can have, you know. And I've actually had a couple friends that, I tell you what, my wife when I met her was anti-firearm. She's from Spain. So she's a European that grew up without firearms. And she was a little bit upset when she realized that I carried a pistol and had a pistol on me every time we were together when we first met. So, you know, we talked it out, and I took her to the range with me and my dad, my mom, and started off on a little 22 pistol. And by the end of the day, she had shot a 12 gauge. She had shot a 357, you know, and you couldn't wipe the smile off of her face.
Okay. I have to stop. Let me stop you there quickly. Yeah. I've asked this question a lot on the show. Yeah. I've asked the question of my listeners, have you ever taken anybody to the range that said to you, oh my God, that sucked. I never want to do that again. I'm going to bet your wife didn't say that.
No, she loved it. I mean,
of course.
yeah. I don't know of anybody that's ever been to the range, you know, of course, I don't really know anybody that's been to the range that went with somebody who wasn't safe and were doing stupid things, but people have a good time. And I think what that does, it also, it helps, you know, cause like you're saying, I mean, you get people that are almost from birth in some places brought up being told that guns are bad, right? Gun, you know, quote unquote gun violence. We got to get rid of guns if we're going to stop violence, which is completely false. But they grow up not really understanding how firearms work, that there is a safe way to use them. And there is, you know, there is a use for firearms other than violence. And kind of get over that hump in their mind. And then they realize that, yeah, this is something that's fun to do. And you know what? Like, they do see the use of it for self-defense and that, hey, you know, this is not just because you hold a gun doesn't mean all of a sudden you're on a power trip or you're an evil person. You can use it for wrong. And so, you know, we have to be active politically, of course, but I think when we make our best money as gun owners is, you know, taking those friends to the range and get them involved and bring them into our culture and show them what it's all about. I think that's where we can actually win this, what is really a cultural war going on in the United States right now.
It absolutely is a cultural war. And you know what? Your timing was perfect. I'm going to close this segment out with this by thanking you and asking you to come back and then accepting your answer yes, because I know you're going to come back a lot of time subsequent shows down the road. Brad Primo, Lead Slinger's Whiskey, thank you, man, for everything you've done for our country and for supporting this program and for supporting our right to keep and bear arms. I'm going to be talking with Diana Muller from the DC Project next. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. As promised, segment four of today's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense broadcast from these, I love this, gunbroker.com studios. The giveaway is in full swing. You can check it out at facebook.com/Armed American Radio. A $600 value, the Emerson knife, the Defender coffee, the signed copy of Grilling While Armed, all the goodies, the T-shirt, the gunbroker.com range bag, and the Crossbreed Now Holsters Super Tuck CCW pack, which consists of a Crossbreed holster, a gun belt, and a mag carrier, all included. We could be adding more. You never know. Let's go right to the phones right now. And this is going to be a fun conversation because she's all over the country. Diana Mueller, former Tulsa police officer who's testified in front of Congress. I'm love watching your Die 3 gun, all the matches that you're shooting. You're everywhere. How are you staying awake?
You know, did your mom and dad ever tell you that you have to make hay while the sun shines? Well, that's what I'm trying to do. And the sun's been shining, and I've been trying to just get as much done as possible in a 24-hour period.
Well, you're doing it. You're accomplishing it. It's really fun watching you do it and watching you get the accolades that you so well deserve. In addition to that, you know, all just you're doing God's work. Let me just come out and say that. You know that, right? You know that's God's work.
I do. I believe that, and I appreciate you saying it, though. That's nice.
It's true. It's very true. Now, a couple things. Did you happen to watch, I know your schedule is so busy, but did you happen to watch any of the crazy loons last night on the Dem debate?
I did.
Thoughts?
Yeah, my thoughts? We go from banning MSRs to regulating them like with the NFA to confiscating them to cop kill everybody to, and then, you know, I shake my head to think that this is okay with the American public. And that, I think, is one of my messages going forward is that, you know, we have to, if you like America, how you know America, there is no more time to sit on our laurels. We have to get engaged with our communities, with our families, with our friends, and because they're hearing all of this. And a lie that goes unchallenged becomes the truth. So it's a dire situation, in my opinion. I think that we're, as conservatives, our demeanor and our nature is working against us. that, you know, you can go do what you want to do, but we're going to do what we want to do. And now we're being forced to kind of stand up for ourselves and say, hey, this isn't okay. And this is a lie. And we're not going to go down this path. So it's really up to us to protect our Constitution and to protect our nation.
You know, Diana, it's really scary, but it's almost as if the more I watch these people, it's almost as if they're egging for a physical fight. I mean, the rhetoric that's coming from their mouth is so dangerous, so divisive.
So divisive and so dangerous, and they turn around and they attribute it all to Trump. And I'm sitting here scratching my head going, it doesn't make sense to me. I guess if you have drank the poison and you hate Trump so much that you will listen to the banter and buy into it, I guess. But it's just like be intellectually honest with yourself and listen to both sides, I guess.
Yeah, we're at a frightening place in America. I just never personally thought I would see this type of rhetoric in America from Americans against fellow Americans. I've just never seen anything like it.
Kamala Harris wants Twitter to shut down Donald Trump's account.
Right.
And trying to bully Elizabeth into joining her for calling for that. And I got to give it to Elizabeth. She wouldn't take the bait. But, I mean, how bold are they that they now not only want to trash your Second Amendment, but they want to trash your First Amendment?
Well, what frightens me about it is that this is clear socialism. This is a socialist ideology, and we all know what happens everywhere that's tried. So it concerns me that because America's literally on the brink. America is going to make a decision in a year from next month which direction this country is going to go, and one of those options is literally socialism. Very frightening stuff. Very, very scary stuff. Listen, you're going to be in D.C. Well, go ahead. Did you want to put an exclamation point on that? Please do.
No, we could talk about that all day.
Yeah, we absolutely could. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time in this segment, but we're going to do it on future shows. You're going to be in D.C. on November 2nd for the Second Amendment rally. Sadly, that is my daughter's 17th birthday and my anniversary that weekend, so there's no possible way I can make it if I want to live to do another radio program. So having said that, I know that there's a tremendous weight there that has my back because I can't be there, and you're one of them. Tell us what you're going to do there and what we're expecting. We've got about 3 minutes.
Well, there's been this organic Second Amendment rally, and I have long since wondered why we didn't do this before. And we have one with the DC Project when we go every year. We have a very small one. And so I kind of have a hope that it goes as good as smooth as ours does, but I hope there's a ton more people. So I hope your audience is considering it. If you haven't been to the nation's capital, oh my gosh, you can come in and experience a little bit of that history and then show up at the Capitol lawn for a couple of 3 hours, support the Second Amendment, and then go back and be a tourist again. It's an amazing place to be on the West Lawn of the Capitol with the Capitol Dome on one end and the Washington Memorial on the other. And I got to give it 2 thumbs up.
It gives me chills. I've been there many, many times, and it really is majestic to stand on one end and look at all the way down to the other. You know, it's a beautiful place. Now, the rally is going to go from 1 to 4. Did I get my time right? It's 1 to 4 p.m.?
That's what I understand, okay. 1 to 4 p.m. Just so your audience knows, the Capitol grounds, the three square miles that the Capitol sits on, has their own police department, the Capitol Police. It's probably the most concentrated police presence that we know of. Even as a police officer, a retired police officer, I can carry in all 50 states. I can even carry in Washington, D.C. I cannot carry on those 3 square miles of the Capitol grounds. So I just want everybody to know that this is us showing up. Bring your signs, bring your flags, but don't bring your guns.
Let me ask you a question. Does that bother you that you can't carry there? Why would you be shunned from carrying there, even as a former law enforcement?
Well, it does. It does bother me, but that's why I'm doing something.
Bingo.
Hashtag. Doing something.
Yeah, hashtag bingo. Hashtag do something. Because you're right on the money. You should be able to carry there. In fact, we all should be able to carry there. But that is part of why the rally is occurring on November 2nd.
Right.
And I hope it's a great success. And I know a number of the speakers, in fact, virtually all of them, And I know you're going to hear some great stuff, listener, if you can make it to the Capitol. It is a great place to go. I had the question asked of me, what a great place, an opportunity to take your daughter to Washington. And it is. It would be phenomenal were it not for the fact I just bought this business and I've got a lot going on in those two dates. I hate that I'm not going to be able to make it. But that's okay. There will be others, and we will do this again. No question.
Yeah, yeah. In the summertime, the D.C. Project has one, so maybe we should start talking about that. The only problem with that is I can't set the D.C. Project trip date until the congressional calendar comes out, and it doesn't come out until December.
Yeah, it makes it kind of tough, but, you know, Washington's one of those places you can always get a flight in, you can always get a bus in, you can take a train in, you can get to D.C., and you can do it quick, and you can do it fairly inexpensive. It's not that bad to get to Washington, D.C. as the nation's capital. So, all right.
Yeah, your audience there.
Yeah, I hope so. Audience listeners, please, if you can make it November 2nd. For more information, SecondAmendmentRally.com. You can follow Rob Pincus on anywhere on social media. We hear him on this program, and we hear him on the Monster broadcast every single week with the Pro Tip of the Week from the Personal Defense Network in segment 4 of Hour 2. You can follow Rob. You can follow Di3Gun, D-I-3Gun, on Instagram and social media. Right, Diana?
Correct.
Okay, Di3Gun. Hey, Diana, thanks for being here, and thanks for giving us your thoughts on that Clown Posse episode of Clown Posse number 50, whatever it was yesterday. It was a joke. Yeah, no doubt. Look, Diana Mohler, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate the opportunity to have you on. We'll have you on another program here in the upcoming days, probably another one before November 2nd if we can. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios calls it a day today. But you know we're going to get up and do it again tomorrow because that's what we do. They hate it. We love it. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day.